Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, Kool-Aids. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. And today, joining me from the U.S. of A is one of my favorite people to talk about football, and that's Troy Cadet. Troy, how's it going? How are you doing?
Good, Gabriel. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Just as you can see me in the dark here recording because we're having a mini heat wave here in Madrid. So I'm trying to not expend any energy, both light. I just don't want to break out my air conditioning yet. Yeah. I just don't want to break my air conditioning out yet. You know, it's kind of like we haven't had a spring and all of a sudden we're at like 38 degrees Celsius. So I think that's like close to 100 degrees. So just trying to survive that and just trying to get through the week. Really quick. Just want to make a note that we are headed to Barcelona this weekend. Going to watch the Femini Champions League final at Conesa Beer Bar. So if you are in Barcelona, join us. And Troy, you have some news that I think is pretty awesome to share. You shared it to our Patreon group today. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's official. I'm a FC Barcelona member. So I had started that process way back in 2017. And so I'm beyond the window that you needed to take place. But with COVID and my inability to get back to Barcelona to do the second part, to go back and walk up to the office and go pay, I was able to handle it electronically. So they sent me the details today, my member number, and I logged in, was able to see some member information that only members can see. So that's kind of cool. Now I just need to work on my voting power and become one of those socials that Laporta calls on for the next assembly. So
that's really cool. Congratulations. I think obviously with COVID, they have expedited this process and made it electronic and kind of made it easier to become a member, which is great. I think that was one of the things that they needed to do, because I think a lot of people, you know, especially outside of Catalonia and Spain, want to become members and socis, and it's ultimately going to support the club financially. So I think that is a good move. So congratulations on that. So today, I thought it'd be fun to play general manager. We have created a spreadsheet of epic proportions in through our Patreon group, along with one of our patrons, Mustafa. And I thought it'd be fun just to kind of go through this list of potential ins and potential outs and kind of get the thermometer, the feeling, because I love how we have this Barca Talk sentiment column, which I was laughing at. It's, you know, high, low, hell no kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And the first player I want to talk about is obviously, I would say, the most famous of these transfers, and that's Robert Lewandowski. And Troy, I feel like I'm the only one on this island of not wanting Robert Lewandowski. And, you know, in our spreadsheet, he is the oldest player, will turn 34 this summer. And I know, don't get me wrong, I know that he is in phenomenal shape. I saw him warming up today in the new show. Looks incredible. My only fear, the first thing, is I don't want old players right now. We need to about 3-year window right now, not just for next season. How are you feeling about this rumor? Are you on board with Lewandowski joining Barcelona next season?
Well, I will tell you, I'm kind of torn, because at times I say let's do it, because how many times did the guy score this year? I mean, we're talking like close to 50 goals, I think, through all competitions, something like that. So at his age, he can still do it. But then at other times, I'm where you are, where I just think that we need to get on with the youth movement and continue to go that direction. So, like I said, I'm torn. Maybe if the agreement that they wanted to bring him in for wasn't 3 years, I would probably lean more towards bringing him in. But a 3-year agreement for a player that's his age.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's probably what's making me uneasy about it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the debate, especially like in our WhatsApp group and what I'm hearing outside, is like, yes, he can convert goals and he is one of the best number nines in the last 15 years. I get all that. But again, I just don't know if Lewandowski is such a sure thing of a plug-and-play player that's just going to come right into our system and just score 30, 25 goals, you know? That's kind of my concern. And the other thing, too, is like, how is that going to – or how is Xavi going to balance Aubameyang and Lewandowski? Now, all of a sudden, we have two of the oldest number nines in Europe, essentially. Yep. And so, to me, I'm – again, I would say the three-year thing worries me, but also – again, I just think the focus is in the wrong spot. It's not the number nine, because if we look at the whole attacking, we're hoping that next season they're going to be able to perform at a better level. But again, I don't. The number nine is not going to win us more games than a defense, and that's where I'm kind of leery on.
Yeah, and I think another part about it is I think that Laporta wants a signing with a bang. Obviously, that'll help on the economical front, where you know you get a big name player like him. And obviously the bigger the names you have on the roster, the bigger the deals you can sign for bringing an income for the club. So I think that's probably where he's driven at, you know, where he says that he absolutely wants to have him. Will he score? I mean, it's just inevitable that players' goal scoring contributions go down the older they get. So, I mean, we can't expect that even if this does go through and they sign him for next year, they're going to put 50 goals up, you know, in that area, you know, across all competitions next year. I mean, that would probably drop down to, you know, even if he stayed at Bayern, it would probably drop down to 40, you know, probably 35 to 40, and then it's going to go down as he ages. So maybe if it wasn't a 3-year deal, maybe if it was a 2-year deal, I could see that happening, or maybe if it was an incentive-laden deal, so you know, we didn't have to put up so much money. I would be a little bit more at ease at it, but I'm not sure. I'm not even sure they're going to be able to get him. So it might be a mute point. Yeah.
I mean, that is the crazy thing. I'm looking at that and I'm trying to think about 50 goals, right? I mean, that's such an insane amount of number of goals.
Yeah.
And again, I just don't know how much that's attributed to the Bundesliga just not being as strong as other leagues, you know, where he gets
that's part of it,
you know, where he can definitely have a hat trick here and a hat trick there, right? He can get really healthy against lower tier teams in the Bundesliga. So again, yes, he is one of the best number nines in the last 15 years, you know, along with Luis Suarez and Benzema. But again, with the contract, the money, I just don't think that's our need.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the next couple people on the list. And these are two Chelsea defenders, Azpilicueta and Marcos Alonso. And we have here on the Barca Talk sentiment, both almost hell no. So I would say Alonso is definitely a hell no, and Azpilicueta, it's 32. What are your feelings on these two defenders? I mean, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of rumors about them, but man, Troy, these two guys, they were good. And I just don't want them to be a way station again for MLS. You know, I do not want Barca to be this way station.
Yeah, I would say hell no to these two as well. you're right. They were good. Okay, we get these guys. There's a common theme that we're starting to see here. We had players that played in Spain, left Spain to go to the Premier League. They're aging out. They know that they aren't going to have the speed or the physicality to continue on there. So they say, oh, let's just come back to Spain because it's a little bit easier to play there. Well, that's great, but that's not the type of players that we need to be bringing in. Now, I know we just talked about Lewandowski, but, you know, obviously 50 goals makes him a little bit different when we're talking about these age of these players. These guys are problems, as we've talked about it all year long, are on the defensive side, specifically defensive transition, when there's much faster players than what we can handle. And these guys will not help that situation one bit whatsoever. So for me, absolutely not.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree. Let's do something a little bit fun here. We have a bunch of defenders here and a bunch of players, yeah? You get to pick three players, and I get to pick three players, right? So let's make like our own kind of free agent draft. No limitation on budget, because we have no idea what the budget is. So why should we, you know, this is make-believe. We get to be general managers here.
Yeah.
But I want to see what you're thinking and why, and then I'm going to put my guy. I'll let you have the first pick since you are the guest on the show. You can start with the first pick. So pick, you know, three players. It can be anyone you want on this list. Yeah, and just give me your thesis, why, and then I will refute it most likely, and then we'll move on. Just kidding.
All right, so I'm going to stick with a guy that I've been very high on here for the past couple weeks, because to me it sounds like we will not be able to keep Dembele. That's a whole nother conversation. I know he's got these, you know, I think he's got better economical offers. His agent is Cisco is still saying he wants a big, you know, loyalty bonus. We don't have the money for that, so I expect him that's going to be gone. And I know I just talked about defense, so I'm going to sound like maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but Rafinha would be my number one guy that I would bring in. Now, that would obviously change pending what I was just talking about with Dembele. If we can keep Dembele for the time being, then that would change. But Rafinha would be the guy that I would bring in. My second, it would be easy for my...
One at a time. I like it. I like it. Obviously, you brought him up one of the times we were recording. We did a scouting report in our Patreon community with him, with videos and so forth. And you definitely changed my mind on him. So I think that's a good pick. And I think for the price and the output that you're going to get, like if he can copy whatever he did with Leeds last season, that's already a better goal output than Dembele has done ever in his career. So I think that's already a strong candidate for him to come. And obviously this is all based on relegation. Obviously the price is going to be cheaper if he comes down. So I, you know, it's a good pick. It's a good pick. I'll let you have that. All right. I'm going to pick first here, and I'm going to go with, Javi Galán. That's going to be my first pick. And the reason why I pick him is mainly because we need help on defense. He plays on the left side. He's 27. If we get him for 3 years, I think that he's a good enough stopgap where we can start to plan and have Balde come up the system and go through there, right? I think for the price of what he's asking for, you know, which is pretty reasonable, I think his experience in La Liga is good enough. He's 27, like I said, so to have him till he's 31 right now to really push Jordi Alba out, essentially, I think that's who I'm going to pick first on this defense, because our defense needs so much help. So that would be my first pick. Yeah. With the first pick in the Barca Talk draft, Javi Galán from Celta Vigo.
Yeah. I know you were high on him a couple of weeks ago too when he was brought up in the WhatsApp group, but let me remind you, he did get shredded by Dembele when we played Celta, which really surprised me. I actually wanted to see that the competition between the two. And it just happened to be like one of Dembele's best games.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just because his assists were on target that day. He didn't have that many random where he just is launching the ball and who knows where it lands. Yeah. So it could have just been a lucky day for him. But it looked like Javi was having issues, you know, keeping up with him. And what we've been talking about is we struggle mightily against the teams that show speed on that front side, especially in transition, and he struggled there. So
I don't
might have just been a bad game.
You have a good point there, and you're just hoping that with better players he's just not exposed, right? Because I mean when we saw that back line of Celta, that was like Sunday football league, you know. I mean, it was pretty bad. And obviously he was on an island with Dembele. So Dembele did cook him that day. But you know, from what we did on the scouting on him and so forth, I'm I will put my chips there to support him and to see, but also mainly for the price. It's not a loss, right? Like if you can't make it, then it's not really, we're not like 60 mil in the hole, right? True. So that's what I would go with that. All right, who's your next pick?
I'm going right to the defense, and let's get to that. And I'm going right to Martinez from Ajax, from defensive center. And and here's why. I really like him, and we brought that scout in, the Y Scout report on him, and I really liked him as well. I've watched a couple of games after we brought him up just to take a look at him. And there's one thing that hit the news this past week about PK that really scares me. They're not sure if he'll ever, with the injuries that he's been having, it's not an injury that they're sure that he'll ever be able to recoup from. He might just have to play through it. Okay, a player at that age, with all the business interests that he already has, and yes, he wants to be the next El Presidente, but I don't see us being able to count on him very much in the next year. And we have Araujo and Garcia, who I had high hopes for, who I really wanted him to produce back there, but I just absolutely do not trust him. Too many fouls, too many plays where I sat there and shook my head saying, what were you doing, man? This is like a guy of his experience in the teams that he's been brought up on. He should not be that position. So Martinez is my second pick.
And you know what's funny? I missed him completely on the list, or I would have taken a number one. Yeah. I have two
number ones then.
This is definitely my favorite defender on the list for sure. Yeah. And I completely missed him. Obviously the first thing, his age, 24. Next thing, the experience he has at Ajax, just accumulating close to 3,000 minutes. I mean, after this, they already finished. So coming close to 3,000 minutes, so that shows his durability. But also, like, his price isn't too high yet. You know, it's like 35. But for his caliber of defending, I think you really can't go wrong. And especially, you know, obviously with the connection with the Ajax system going to Barca, we usually have success with those type of players. But again, he really excites me because the flexibility he can do. He can push to the left if he needs to, but mainly he's going to be in the center. But also, he just has good physical attributes already, right? He's almost kind of like, he would pair so nicely with Araujo, like so nicely as with those. Good pick. That's a good pick. All right, I'm going to go next here, and my next pick is going to be Jose Gaya from Valencia. You already know my preference for La Liga players, so mostly my draft players are going to be La Liga players. Correct. But Jose Gaya, you know, he plays on the left, right? And he, again, his value is definitely on the higher side. It's more than 40. So, again, you kind of take the good enough. But I think he's such an experienced player. He would definitely come in, fight for the position. And obviously, what Valencia has gone through for the last 4 years, I think him coming to Barca is going to be like a huge new rebirth, almost like how Jordi Alba came from Valencia, where it was like this rebirth, and all of a sudden Jose Gaya is going to give us 2 to 3 seasons of really great play on the left side. So I would put him as my next pick. What do you think?
Well, I think that I think he's a good player. Okay? And I think that we definitely need help there because, first of all, I was losing track of what I was thinking there, but the defense needs help all around, obviously. And we definitely need better players than what we had, whether they fall into line and are coming off the bench for subs, where they're elevating that, you know, those subs that we bring in, or whether they're starting. Either way, it doesn't really matter. We need help there. So he would bring in, even right away, would elevate the players that we have back there. I don't see Mingueza. I don't think he'll be back either. I think they're looking to offload him. Dest, they've talked about a lot here this week. His agent's saying that he's definitely staying. I think my gut says that he's on the selling block. So even if we did something with those two players, we need to bring in depth there. Would he displace Jordi Alba right away? Probably not. Would he be right on his heels? Probably, because we cannot have Jordi Alba playing every single minute next year. We just cannot do that. We cannot. He's too much of a defensive, non-defensive player, and he really hasn't been since Messi's been gone. he really hasn't been effective on the offensive side either. Doesn't have his guy to pass to at the top of the box like he did with Messi all the time, and then Messi went and did his thing. Now he scored that great goal at the end of the game, so everyone's going to forgive, you know, Jordi Alba's misgivings, but I'm not. So he's one of the players that I would like to see out of there, you know, sooner than later. So
you don't think Jose Gaya starts over Jordi Alba right now with an off season?
Yes and no. Okay. If this wasn't Barcelona and it wasn't the way that we do things with our veterans, if this was anywhere else, then yes, he probably would. But this is Barcelona. This is where you're talking where we played Jordi Alba almost every minute. We've also played Busquets almost every minute of every game this year. So throw that out there. We just don't. I don't know if it's because we just didn't have the depth, or we just show those guys so much respect that that's their position. I don't know. But like I said, anywhere else, yeah, I think that'd be a very good competition coming in the preseason, in what you would call a training camp, and when the season starts. Even then, I'm not sure if it would be when the season starts, but I think he'd work into it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fairly shortly, probably. They probably start splitting time, and then...
I don't know, Troy. Yeah. I think he comes right in and just takes it from him. I mean, again, there's such a huge disparity of being 26 and 30.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of time or the amount of minutes that Jordi Alba's accumulated over the past 5 to 6 seasons. And so, I don't know. I just think he comes in and takes the job. I mean, I just think he's more solid on defense because, you know, Jordi Alba always relied on his speed, right, to cover up his tactical inability on defense, essentially. I mean, he was just always going. I mean, you never think of Jordi Alba as like a defensive guru or anything like that, right? He usually, you know, he was able to recover so quickly and cover up the mistakes a lot of times. But now that speed's not as it once was, because obviously that happens with when you get older. But now he's being exposed more, and you can see that a lot of the times. And so I just think Jose Gaya comes in. All right, who's your next pick?
So I'll stick with your little La Liga team only, and I'll go after Soleil from Valencia. We'll take him too. And I just think that he's a player that is aggressive. He's physical. And I just would like to see some of that. I think that we have not been that way for several years now. We're known as a softer team, and I'd like to see us be a little bit nasty. And I've said that before, and you know, maybe you know, earlier this year when we recorded, we need a little bit of nastiness, and that's why I like him. So he'd be my third pick.
I think that's a good one. You know, it's funny because it was reported today that the Valencia general manager went to Barcelona to offer both these two Valencia players. So, and it was quite funny because both players did not know about it. Obviously, I think they would be happy to come to Barcelona without an issue. Yeah. But Valencia is they're such a mess. I really want them to get their shit together, because they are one of those teams in La Liga that when they're good, like league just becomes that much better. And when they're not, it's especially what they've been going through the last couple of seasons, they're a mess. Yeah. So I think that's a good pick. I think he's been proven. Again, he's logged in a bunch of minutes, you know, close to 3,000 again. And, you know, a lot of our patrons did not want him to come. That has a low sentiment, right? But I think, again, he's 25. He has so much experience. He scored 12 goals. I mean, come on. Like, that's still pretty incredible as a mid, right? So I think that's a good pickup. All right, with my last pick, I'm going to go with Lewandowski. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm going to go with – There's not much left anymore.
Yeah, there's not much.
I'm going to go with the mid-defensive midfielder, Martin Zubimendi from Real Sociedad.
Okay.
Obviously, I picked a left back and another defensive back, so I'm going to go with center, mid-defense. And again, the first thing that catches me, he's 23. I'm already in. I'm already in with that. He's already played more than 3,200 minutes, and his transfer fee is low, but his buyout is high. So that's kind of the issue. But I think he's not a player that's going to come and steal anyone's position, but he's going to be a really good backup player, Copa del Rey player, and a player that's going to give us, if there's injuries, a plug-and-play player that's going to come in and maybe not skip a beat as much, right?
Yeah.
I think he can really hold the fort down. And again, he still scored three goals. And to me, when I look at that as a center mid-defensive guru scoring three goals, I mean, how many goals has Busquets scored, right? I mean, just kind of give you comparison, right? So I know Busquets, I think, scored one or two this season. But again, if he can, if you can get something, if you can get something from Zubimendi on a goal scoring and also the defensive ability that he has, then that's a plus. And I, like, to me, for the age and La Liga experience, I'm in with him.
Yep. I'd agree.
All right.
What about Neves was less like my close third. He was going to be my third. Why didn't you pick him? You don't like him?
Nah. he doesn't excite me at all. And again, I think there's a better. I mean, I don't have the data to support this. I mean, this is something we could do eventually in the future. I just think La Liga players just translate better just knowing what the league is and what to expect, you know? Coming from Wolves and so forth, obviously, I just don't know, right? I mean, it's such a different game in the EPL, right? It's such a different game, especially when you are below the table, you know, when you're like in the mid to below, you're fighting for your life. It's a different style. You're just trying to get ties, right? And to have that mentality is totally different. And again, we've seen it with Adama, where he's been okay, but also it's because of that Barca DNA that he had beforehand and to come back, you know? So, all right, really quick, just to end, let's do some two possible transfer outs. You get to pick two.
Okay.
And I'll pick two. I'll let you go first again. Who are you selling ASAP? You're buying the ticket, showing him the bags and everything. Who you got?
Well, okay, the kid that's been sitting on the bench for years now that, you know, through four coaches has not, you know, gotten minutes. And I like him, okay? Sometimes he comes on and he's, you know, he's exciting, and sometimes he comes on and he looks completely lost. But the fact of the matter is our midfield is where we have the depth at. And so I got to see Ricky's got to go.
Okay.
So for me, that would be my first guy. And now, when I say go, now that means he could go out on loan. That doesn't mean that, you know, that, or does this have to be a sale, or can
it's a sale? Let's go on sale. Okay. Yeah, full sale.
No, I'll sell him. We'll sell
him.
You know, nobody wants to loan him. I'm selling him.
All right. And one of the things that they talked about with the Valencia players was an exchange for Ricky Puig.
Yes.
So,
Ricky, three players, I believe.
Yeah. All right, with my first pick, I'm going to buy a ticket, not re-sign Dembele. This cannot happen. I know he has played the best season of his career, but that is an outlier. If you look at the whole season, I'm a stats guy. That's what I do. I'm a data analyst, you know? So it's like I look at this stuff. This season to me is an outlier, and he still didn't do anything goal-wise. Like, I still need goal output if you're going to play that position. And for the money and for a player that we could upgrade there, like, for example, Rapinha, I would be more excited to give Rapinha that chance and that money than Dembele, I think, with Dembele, with his injury history. But also, more importantly, just the goal output. I need to see more goals. And I think Rapinha is going to have more opportunities to convert those goals if he's on Barcelona. So no re-sign Dembele. I know Craig will be happy to hear that. And Dembele... Ciao. So
he actually did something because he's actually played, right? I mean, the whole rest of his career he's been injured, and the guy's made a ton of money from us, so that's a good one as well. My number two would be Umtiti.
Okay.
I don't think we'll ever get production from him again. I think he's just, you know, dead weight sitting on that bench. Could have been a really good player. You know, obviously the whole story of injuring himself in the World Cup, and Thankfully, he restructured his contract to give us some room for salaries this year. But again, I don't think he'll ever play. And see you later.
It's unfortunate because he was one of my favorite defenders when he was after that World Cup and so forth, because he was, man, he was so good. But unfortunately, you know, he won the World Cup, so you can't fault him for that, right? Obviously, as a Barca fan, you wish that he would have been you know, more proactive with what he did with the injury and postponing it. But again, you can't argue he won the World Cup with France, and so, you know, he was such a good player for 2 to 3 seasons. And obviously the salary too, right? It's just a salary dump with that. My player that I would get rid of here is... I'm trying to look here. What? I'm looking at the sheet. Antoine Griezmann is on loan. Oh, no. That's it. Antoine Griezmann sold. Get him off the books. Yes. Like, that's the thing. That's what's so great about this sheet is that you forget, because, you know, obviously the highest rumored players to leave, right, is Umtiti, Dembele, Frankie de Jong, obviously, lately. But again, looking at, like, who's Pjanic is still on loan. Like, what? Yeah. Like, I cannot believe that. Like, we talked about that in the WhatsApp group. It was like, we were just like, Pjanic is still in the books? Yeah, he's still in the books. He's still in the books. Is, and so is Antoine Griezmann. So it's a loan, right? But, like, I want to just get him off the books, right? I mean, like we talked about, he's just an Atleti player. Just sell him. He's happy there and be gone with it. I mean, it was just a failed signing from Barcelona.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much a done deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was some chatter of maybe it wasn't an obligation, but it sounded like from coming out of Atletico that they were, had all, for all intents and purposes, they were going to keep him. So that'd be a done deal.
So I have one last question. We got this from one of our patrons, Tom, and he says, should we sell Frankie de Jong? We haven't spoken since that news broke. I'll go first and let you piggyback if you want to. All right. I say yes, because he's really the only player we have that's going to bring us a big value. And we are in desperate need of money. I mean, there's no ifs and around about that. And I think Frankie de Jong has been good, but not great. And I think him having a fresh start may be something he needs for his career. And obviously reconnecting with Ten Hag and Manchester United, I think, would be just the spot for him. Obviously, he's reluctant because... And I always laugh at this. Manchester United are not in Champions League. Ha, ha, ha. And, you know, again, I'm always – I still can't believe we haven't been able to replicate the Champions League run that Frankie de Jong had against, you know, that one season. Because I remember watching those matches and just being like, who the F is this guy? You know, what is going on? And then when we signed him, I was over the moon. I was like, what? And – there's been moments here and there, but man, it's been so sparse. And also when we need him to lead and take charge, he's very passive. So to me, I'm not really connected to him because I don't have like a Frankie de Jong moment with him where I'm kind of like, this is my guy. I can't, you know. So to me, I would sell him. So to answer Tom's question, I would sell him. What about you? Would you sell him?
Well, so I'm the little bit opposite of you. So I consider myself – connected to Frankie for some personal reasons. So, like my wife is half Belgian, right?
Okay.
So,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So he plays the same position as my teenage son. They look alike when they're running. They play they're both the same number. So I always kind of was like, oh, you know, we would sit there and we watch Frankie and see. So I've been a really big fan of his. When they signed him, the day they signed him, I was really pumped about it. And I thought, this is going to be fantastic. He's going to be in that midfield for at least the next 10 years. It's going to be great to see him and makes that connection to the Netherlands, you know, that Barca's had for a while now. However, I love the club more than I like Frankie. And so you're spot on when two things. He has not been the Frankie that he was in that Ajax run in the Champions League. He's not been close to it. He's shown glimpses of it during games, but then automatically reverted back into his form. And it's been average to below average form. It really has. Now, sometimes they say, well, he's also gone through four coaches, and so he still is not comfortable in finding his role. But some players come right in, they're signed, and they find their role, and they're fine. And he just hasn't. And then you'd come to the economical status of Barcelona, and quite frankly, we need the money. And we need the money in order to move forward and get better and compete with the Liverpools and the Man Cities and the Bayerns. And so because I love the club more than I like Frankie, I would sell him too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's just one of those things where we're in such a bind right now that we need to get anything we can. And we always keep thinking mm-hmm. like, oh, they're going to sign the CVC fund. When? Right. Yeah. And also we have no transparency of what the actual finances or what's available yeah. in the budget to sign these players. So I think you have to take it. And again, Troy, I said this on Monday. The hardest thing with this club right now is to think – 3 to 4 years while also trying to compete for next season, right? Like that is the hardest thing right now because we all want immediacy for this team to bounce back from this awful season that we just had. We want to compete for the trophies, obviously, but also we have to kind of take a slow and wait approach also in developing the three prize players that we have in Araujo, Pedri, and Ansu, right? And that not many teams can claim three unsellable players under 23. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so, we have to kind of have patience, but also we have to be aggressive with the players that we get, but also aggressive in a way that we have to go for players that are not the top-notch players, right? And we have to get players that are going to provide depth, and hopefully Xavi can develop them and coach them because that's where it comes into this season. So...
In the middle just happens to be where we have depth, you know.
Exactly.
We have up and coming. We have that youth. We have up and coming players, that we have currently on the roster, also on the B team, and other players that are going to be coming in that we can fit in there. So, it's unfortunate. Never thought that I would say it, but it's something we need to do.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing too is, this is always going to go down in sports economics history books of the Bartomeu era, how to really sink a club in one season, just the greed and the power that went behind the scenes. And now we're, the results and the after effects are going to be felt for the next 2 to 3, 4 seasons, and Laporta has the not desirable job of trying to do this because he's always trying to divert attention. Like today he was in a press conference and they're asking about Lewandowski. Then he talked about another player and all these things and talking about Mbappe, because obviously Mbappe is going to announce where he's going to go. Let's finish with that. Where do you think he goes? Do you think he stays in Paris or he goes to Real Madrid?
I think Paris is like full court press on him right now. Full court press. I can't stand PSG. I can't stand Real Madrid. So I'm not going to like either of the teams that he stays at, but I'm not going to like it more if he comes to Madrid because then we're going to have to deal with him for the next 10 years. You know what I mean? Correct. And I don't want – depending on what we do with these signings like we were talking about, even with who's available on that list, I don't want to have to go against that guy 2 times a year in the league games, and obviously then potential champion. I mean, we're going to see him in the Champions League anyway, but I don't want to see him wearing that Real Madrid kit and them winning any more championships than they have already. So because of that, I tell him just to stay at PSG because I think they're kind of a mess anyway. But so
I hope he stays at PSG because obviously for the reasons you mentioned. They are doing a countdown here. I mean, obviously, if our team was going to get Mbappe, I would be just as excited because he is a generational talent. Yep. But again, we'll see what happens. He said he's going to let everyone know next week after the Champions League final. So we'll see.
Wow, gotcha. Yeah.
On that note, we'll end there. Troy, thanks again for joining me. You're always my sixth man off the bench, as always. So I appreciate that all the time. You know, you're always ready to talk some Barca. And again, congratulations.
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations on getting your membership. And we will talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.